This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, March 20th. While the grain market is down, led by corn and soy, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat also fell double digits. Improved weather in Kansas definitely is pressuring the futures. However, it's still dry in Oklahoma and in Texas, and it seems that there was some commercial selling and some bearish momentum has been building since March 1st. That being said, it's still dry. We don't know exactly what the crop damage is going to be in the South for the winter wheat. When that happens, we'll be able to gauge that a little bit better. And there is even though some unknowns out there. But the stock market is down. That's also adding to the negative sentiment in the selling and putting pressure on all the markets across the board.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down 17 at 452 and a quarter. May corn was down 7 and 3 quarters at 375 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day down 7, ranging from 555 and 3 quarters to 560. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down 29, ranging from 600 and a half to 625 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 15 and a quarter, ranging from 711 and a half to 731 and a half. Live cattle for April were down $1.25 at 120.45. March feeder cattle were down $1.52 and a half at 138.50. And March Class 3 milk was up a penny at $14.29. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.